Commissioner Simmons.
Here.
Commissioner Kearney.
Here.
Chairman Shea.
Here.
Reading of the annual minutes.
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes held on Thursday, May 3rd, 2017.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Approval of the annual minutes.
I move we approve the minutes of the annual meeting held on Thursday, May 3rd, 2018.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Reading of the minutes.
I move we waive the reading of the minutes held on Thursday, May 3rd, 2018.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I move we approve the minutes of the meeting held on Thursday, May 3rd, 2018.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carried.
Reports, secretary's report. Commissioners, you have in your packet an RFP for website development and design. It was put together based on some past RFPs that we sent out for web development and design. We have asked IT to look into it for the next couple of weeks when we send it out for RFP to make any modifications to it, or things that we should be looking for in addition to what's currently in the RFP. And we've put together a list of some vendors, local vendors, who we believe we can send these to. If any of you have any additional vendors that you think that we should send to, we can do so on that matter.
On that, if we, before this comes back to the board at our next meeting, if we could check the requirements the ADO has on the website just to make sure there isn't something we should add in here. Otherwise, I like the draft as it's proposed, but just double check and make sure it covers all those bases. I'd appreciate it.
Item two, hiring process of the authority's attorney. After discussion with Chairman Shad, the authority needs to fill a position of attorney to act as a legal advisor to the Board of Commissioners. In order to comply with policy number 92 of the authority's policies and procedures manual, please ensure that the following timeline is followed. 5/17/18 to 6/8/18, post the notice of the job opening on the authority's website. 5/17/18, send notice of posting to the Erie County Bar Association, the Women's Bar Association of the State of New York, or State of New York, Western New York Chapter, and the Minority Bar Association of Western New York. 6/14/18, report at board meeting the number of applicants received. The week of 6/18/18, review resumes with myself, Bob Lichtenthal, Karen Prendergast, and Jackie Matina. Narrow down to four candidates. 6/25/18 through 6/27/18. Interview the four candidates and narrow down to two. 6/28/18 at the board meeting. Commissioners interview the two prospective candidates and nominate a candidate. Commissioners, we also have before us the AVO report. And this is from the AVO, a communication from the AVO that needs to be read. It is our expectation that this report be reviewed and discussed by the board and a written response be provided to the content of the report by May 24, 2018. So that we may incorporate any comments and make any necessary revisions to ensure the report is factually correct. However, please keep in mind that this document is in draft proposal, which is an internal working document, and it should be considered confidential and not subject to public disclosure. He should report that the executive staff have submitted written comments and that Those comments will be addressed in the governance committee. A motion should be made to refer the report to the governance committee.
We'll do that at the time of our meeting, because the reports, or we need to do that now. No, I think we have some, don't we have that?
I don't think it's in there.
Hang on, let me just make sure.
Mr. Secretary.
Oh, you're right. This will give you time to be asked.
As you're aware, I requested at least a draft response be provided, and I assume that was provided to all the commissioners. I received mine last Thursday, I reviewed it. Without getting into a full discussion, since we don't have a consensus of how that response should be formulated, it is my desire that that response not only be conciliatory in nature to the obvious insufficiencies that they've pointed out, but that we also direct that the materials which were not turned over and are still in question be turned over, despite there being some claim of some legal claims of privilege and otherwise. So I'm awaiting a final draft of our response, but from my standpoint, I think we have to start to recognize the problems before we can start to fix them. That's why I would be my recommendation that response acknowledge the deficiencies, point out changes that we're already making, and be a little more transparent in what we turn over in response and in request.
Carl, go ahead. The only thing I want to add is I concur with the notion on the dealing with the privilege issue, but I think that should be done at the meeting when we do the final letter so we're clear. But I, at this time, move that the matter of the ABO report be referred to the governance committee.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. So referred.
Legal, there's no report. Fiscal, 2018-2019 insurance program.
Okay, commissioners, you have in your packet a short memo regarding the updates of what's going on with our insurance program. And we're finishing the second year of a three-year process. This was just to bring you up to date with where we stand, and that if you'd like Lolly to come in and make any type of presentation on it, but they continue to plow through it so as to hope to hold the line on where we're at on insurance expenditure.
Bob, on the pricing on this, this shifts each year, right, even though we're on a contract?
Right, it moves a little bit because, for instance, while the rate might on property stay the same at X per $1,000 of coverage, that coverage bumps up around 3-4% to take advantage of inflation. So while the rate's the same, the bill changes a little bit. Obviously, workers' comp is always subject to audit at the end, so everything is projected and can be moved based on payroll, headcounts, experience ratings, experience modifications, and so on. So.
Okay. Understanding, I'm assuming as our broker, Lolly is providing quotes.
Yes.
Along with comparisons with other companies, correct?
Right. What we do is we work on them to say, what do you got? We want the market looked at. There is the concept that if you were to go officially for new, in fact, here are our friends from Lolly, just in case they need to answer some questions.
Yeah.
So, good time, gentlemen. the issue comes down to is that they're always looking at the marketplace, understanding that factor that is there that opportunity. If you officially were to go out for bid every year, the market tends not to look at that favorably. That's why a few years ago when we did this, we named Lawley as our broker record for 3 years, allowing them to manage that process so as not to create a confusion in the marketplace that would significantly change the pricing and whipsaw it. And frankly, what it ends up doing, you lose markets. Companies decide we're not gonna look at this because there's no chance to spread the risk over a 3-year time frame.
Can I get a copy of their review process?
I believe so.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
At the moment, I don't know that I need to ask a lot of questions of them individually, but I think we ought to just decide, or maybe you can help us focus on it. Should we bring them in where we have a half an hour set aside in a meeting to deal
with? We can do that too, and they're here to answer any questions you have right now. If you want to do it separately as a work session, they're happy to do that. What I'd like to do is an opportunity, because we have new commissioners. I'd like the team that works with us to at least introduce themselves to you. I wanted them, you could see that they exist as humans, and not just a name out there.
I'm pretty sure I know the Lawleys exist as humans. They've been around for about 70 years, I think, or maybe more.
So,
I'm Patrick with Lawley. I'm an account executive. I've been with Lawley 7 years yesterday, actually. So my focus is on the public sector, so school districts, municipalities. That's kind of all I focus on day in and day out. So I also work with some other folks here.
Steve Powell, account executive. I've worked with Pat on a lot of munis. I've actually been on the Water Authority's account for 10, 11 years now. So I know it very well.
Thank you.
I'm Dan Murray. I'm the Chief Marketing and Underwriting Officer for Lawley. I'm in charge of all the placement and the underwriting of the accounts and dealing with all the insurance companies.
Thank you.
Tony Butino, I'm with Lawley. I've been here for 10 years. I'm mostly loss control, injury prevention, or on the workers' comp side of things.
Could I suggest that we target the first June meeting and bring them in for half an hour?
Absolutely.
And then,
sure.
And one thing I do want to know is the comment in your report about the exploring self-insurance, the notion of that always makes me nervous. So,
Commissioner, I share your concern.
Let's have a discussion about whether that's a wise road to go down.
Understand that the reason we put that in there, and Lawley brings different concepts to our risk manager, Tony Alessi, and myself, and Karen, on a regular basis. And the reason I mention that in there is that we regularly are constantly having discussions. How can we do better? Are there alternatives? I share your concern. I've never been it's not usually at the top of my list, Commissioner. However, the point being is to let you know that we don't take anything off the table in attempting to control this. We always ask the question, at least ask the question, so that we're not prejudging.
Okay. But let's target June so we can set aside a time we know ahead of time, because I think last year we ended up using 45 minutes and I think it'll be a better spent if we're focused on it, and we know you're coming in for that. Okay.
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you all.
Thank
appreciate
you. April 2018 investment report, public. Right. Commissioners, you have in your packet the investment report for the month of April. Our cash balances continue to hold. We continue to have slow upticks in interest investment earnings as market rates continue to mildly increase. We've been laddering our investments so as not to get locked in short or not to get locked in too long.
Monthly financial report, April 2018, Steve D'Amico.
In your packet, you should have the monthly financial report for April. We're going to start off with number one, the revenues. Revenues for the month were less than budget by $4,000, that's 0.1%. Year-to-date, we're less than budget by $233,000, 1%. Number two is the investment income. Investment income for the month was greater than budget by $24,000, 75%. Year-to-date, we're greater than budget by $75,000, that's 57.7%. Going to number three is the operating expense. Operating expense for the month was greater than budget by $41,000, 1.1%. Year-to-date, we're less than budget by $1,529,000, 9.3%. And then on to number four, the net income. Net income for the month was $902,000, giving us net income year-to-date of $3,803,000.
Steve, on the operating revenue, the residential's a little off, and I can't remember if that's it. That is the timing issue for us, or is that an anomaly?
That one's, it's more so just a consistent decline in usage. You know, the average home, we consistently see a small decline in usage every year, it seems, just because the family sizes are shrinking, appliances are more efficient. It's one of those things that, you know, you try to say, you know, you think you're going to be here, but then again, it never fails to surprise you a little more. They continue to use a little less water every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that might continue in the red if it...
It has slowed considerably. Like, I've been doing this for about 10 years now, and I've seen it go from roughly anywhere from 2 to 3% a year to down to like point something percent a year. So it could continue slightly, but I think we're finally starting to bottom out on the consumption declines.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
Operations. Update on hydraulic integrity. Russ Stoll.
Thank you. Commissioners, you should have in your packet a memo that I wrote to you highlighting the current, or updating on the question of the hydraulic integrity study, reliability of water supply, and alternative sources study. I received a question on just how that's going, and I thought I'd respond in this memo, and I'll just read from this for you. Your County Water Authority issued requests for proposals for the above-referenced study. This proposed study assesses the system's ability to provide adequate flow and pressure when critical system components are out of service. These components can be transmission mains, treatment plants, or pump stations. The detailed study is required to confirm the findings of a preliminary in-house study performed for the same purpose. The hydraulic integrity study considers the use of rehabilitated or new pumping facilities to support the loss of flow or pressure from critical out-of-service facilities. If the findings of the preliminary study cannot be confirmed, alternative approaches will be considered and studied. Following a complete study, the recommendations will be provided to the board for consideration. So proposals were received from four firms. The proposals were currently being reviewed by the engineering department staff to determine which of these proposals has a complete project understanding, an effective and detailed scope of work, appropriate and relevant firm qualifications, as well as project team qualifications and experience. Review of the level of effort and relative professional fees will also be considered. That review is currently ongoing. It should be noted that the above referenced project is one of four projects, actually, that we're looking at in the RFP. These are also under review. Once the individual proposal reviews are complete, the staff will meet and discuss their individual findings. Excuse me. A recommendation will be made regarding the firm with the appropriate project understanding, scope of work, qualifications, and level of effort to conduct the proposed project. It is anticipated that this proposed review will be completed in the next 2 weeks, and a written recommendation for the selected firm will be submitted to the board for consideration. It's basically the update, and that's following some questions that I had from various people on where we stand with that that RFP and that work.
How long do we expect it to take once we retain some of the study itself? Is that a 2 month job, a 1 month job, a 6 month job?
It could be 6 months. It kind of depends on how their approach assesses it. I think every step of the way, we tend to get an update and find out where things are to make sure they're on track and that you know, we're getting the information we need. So I would say somewhere between 2 to up to 6 months to get a handle on that.
What's the budget on the studies?
Well, these studies, these are preliminary studies, so this budget could be in the range of between $80,000 and $100,000 potentially.
That's already been approved?
We have a budget outlined this year, yes.
For this project, for
yep.
these proposals.
Mm-hmm.
on it, just on, it's not on the agenda, but on related, we're also working on finishing up phase two negotiations for the SCADA and the, got the acronym for the business side of things.
Oh, for the customer service and the accounting side. We'll put it in those terms, so that, it's CAS and ERP. Yes, in fact, Craig is coming into town on, I think, Monday, Monday, in which we'll be discussing that. I didn't get a chance to talk to Karen about that, but the way we're going with phase two.
You think we'll be wrapping up the negotiations next week?
I think so, probably.
All right, very good.
Human Resources, no report. Audit Committee, no report. Governance Committee, summary of 5/3/18 meeting.
On the Governance Committee meeting on the status of the ABO review, the Board of Commissioners reported that the ABO draft had been received, actually the day before. They instructed the Executive Director, former Secretary, and Deputy Director to review the report and have a draft response to the Commissioners within 7 days as of May 24, and that May 24 was the date set by ABO for the authority to respond. On work sessions, Chairman Shad reported that he would like to align the concept of what's a real work session to actual practice that matches the concept. He believed that the authority has gotten into the practice of calling staff meetings a work session and feels that the work session is a meeting of the board to obtain information from and to discuss information with staff for a specific purpose. He suggested to stop the process of calling a staff meeting a work session and asked the executive director and secretary to start implementing the change. And he proposed that the commissioners further consider how to structure work sessions in the future. That's what we discussed.
Finance Committee, no report. Ethics Board, summary of 5/3/18 meeting.
We discussed the financial disclosure report pursuant to policy 11. Jackie Matina distributed to the commissioners a memorandum from Margaret Murphy, associate attorney, to Leslie Ortiz Fogg, assistant county attorney, addressing the authority's financial disclosure statements. Ms. Matina addressed several issues regarding the authority's annual financial disclosure statements. After much discussion, it was determined that the board, that before the board can make any decisions regarding the issue, the legal department must report back to the board with answers to the questions that were raised by the board. Chairman Shad said that it was his intention to make sure the authority comes into compliance with the disclosure requirements.
Communication and bills. Item one, creation and or amendment of master purchase orders.
I'll move item number one.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion carried.
Item two, master purchase order releases, purchase orders, and purchase order amendments.
I'll move item number two.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Unfinished business, approval of the amendment to the proposed policy number 94.
On this one and the one immediately below it on policy number 96, I propose to move that both items be removed from the table and sent to the governance committee.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Authorization to accept the proposal of
Slidle.
To provide bond counsel services for the Erie County Water Authority's proposed 2018 bond offering 5/3/18.
So moved.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
New business. Final acceptance of project with DN Tanks Inc. for contract number W22A. Ball South Tank Replacement Project Number 201-300-266, Contract Number 15-15-10, $20,000.
I'll move item number three.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is the closeout of a $3.4 million contract, correct?
Correct.
Yes,
it is.
Yes, right? It is. Correct.
And there's no punch list. There's nothing, nothing that finished.
The punch list was completed over 2 years ago. This was a dispute between the contractor and the subcontractor over some extra excavation. Prevented us from closing the job. Yeah.
And that dispute has been resolved?
Yes.
And we have proof of that?
Yes, we have release of lien.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 4, authorization to enter into a personal services contract with Nussbaumer and Clark, Inc. to provide consulting engineering services for miscellaneous electrical design services 2018 to 2019, identified as contract number NC-037, project number 2001-800056.
I'll move item number 4.
Second.
Any discussion?
This indicates that it has an estimated cost of $25,000, so there's no cap cost on this.
Not at this time. This is sort of an on-call, as-needed service. This is what we estimate the work would be required through time. But depending on what we should ask them to do, there could be some variations. That's in the neighborhood of what we would like to keep it to.
So for purposes of that, we can't have a cap. They won't agree to a cap. They're just telling us that. I mean, are we paying them? Is it a per item cost?
Our approach would be to, as we ask for
as
them
needed?
To, yeah, as needed, we'd ask for a scope of work and a proposal with a cost at relative to something that we'd like to assign to them. We would negotiate that, to control those costs, and then assign that work to them. So we do it kind of as small bites at a time, if you will. We get near that amount, we evaluate that and see if it's, do we want to continue with those services, and how do we want to move forward.
They're approving something they haven't approved the contract.
I'm sorry, what?
Have you guys been provided with a contract?
I have not seen a contract on this item that I'm aware of, and I did review everything.
That's problematic. It's problematic. This resolve is that.
They have it.
Well.
My question is that I'm not opposed to the idea. I'm opposed to the open-ended idea. Mm-hmm. So if we cap it at $25,000, if you need more than that, you
come back. To the board. Yeah. I think that would be our intent.
Well. Problem is.
Here it is.
Problem is, you have the obligation to read over those contracts. We've had problems like that. It's a deficiency that has existed. But you can't authorize the execution of a contract unless you've read it. And those kinds of questions that you're raising, which are good questions, should be resolved in the contract. Contracts, and this is something. You're going to have to deal with when you finally hire a chief counsel. But at some point, these are the kinds of things that have to be.
And I do have the contract. And it was part of my materials, and I don't know right now. I may or may not have.
I'll move to table until the contract is reviewed by Albright.
Right.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Item 5, authorization to rescind item number 3 of the minutes of the meeting of the Erie County Water Authority held on May 3rd, 2018, relative to the authorization of entering into a cooperative agreement with the Town of Cheektowaga in connection with the reconstruction of Woodbine Place from Cherokee Drive to Clover Place and Evergreen Place from Woodbine Place to Clover Place in the town of Cheektowaga, New York. Project number 201-700073.
Move item number 5.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
What? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Item six, authorization to solicit requests for proposals for public relations services, project number 201-800099.
I'll move item number six.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Only whether or not there should be a cap on what we're, what the value of the contract is.
I mean, to put in the spec?
To put in the specs. We had a cap in the last PR contract. I think that gives us a better feel for, from a budget standpoint, what we're, you know, what we're putting in that. And I think it gives the vendor a better idea of what, you know, what they're going to charge us.
What we're looking at.
Correct.
We can do that.
Well, that's...
What's cap number?
The cap on the last contract was $60,000 a year, as I recall.
Right.
At this point, I would be comfortable with a similar cap, unless somebody has a different idea.
I would just suggest, since this, you're going out for the RFP, is that you see what comes back, and because it's not a sealed bid, that becomes a negotiating point as you move forward with that contract. And that's a question that a potential respondent could ask before they respond. By the way, what do you think, you know, the contact person may get that question back. What do you feel value might be? They can give, well, the last contract was 60. But it leaves you the opening that once you receive back, because there may be a concept or an idea that comes in that would maybe take the contract to $100,000, but the commissioners would look at it and say, yes, that someone may not respond to by putting cap on, go, well, I really can't do that for you because it would blow past what you're really looking to spend. So it might be in your best interest not to, at this point, do it, but obviously it's a key point in the negotiation of selecting a prospective vendor. Just different views.
Well, I'm inclined to, if we're not locked in, since it's a professional service, I'm inclined to keep the range of potential service providers broad and make the decision before we approve any contract what our cap is. So I'd be inclined to go with this as is.
That's fine.
Me too.
Okay. Makes all sense.
Right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 7, approval of amendment number 3 of IVR Technologies Group, LL, to assist the Erie County Water Authority in enhancing its database of contact emails, wireless numbers, and other social media communication systems deemed necessary. Identified as project number 201-600-192, $35,000.
I'll move item number 7.
I'm going to move the table.
We need a second.
All right, I'm not going to second.
I'm not going to second. I'm going to second to get it on the for discussion. We'll move the table now.
I'll move the table.
Second. Any discussion?
We don't have the contract. I don't have the contract in front of me. I'm not 100% sure what they do. I've had some discussions, and I'm trying to get a feel for this, but it's my understanding that they do, that we have an emergency notice system. And so they're sending out a notice on road closures, pipe breaks, things like that. It would appear to me that I'd like a little more input from IT as to why we need this service. We have Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7. We have a Twitter post, and we have WBEN. I would assume that they reach more people that are signed up to get a notice under this system that's going to cost us thousands of dollars. So I just moved to table this until I have an opportunity to get a better feel what we have. And I also would like an input from our from our web design people, and I'd like input from our media people. So I want to make sure we're spending money wisely.
Commissioner, let me add here. This, I don't disagree on the table, and I'm going to vote for the tabling, but it's a new age, and the young folks that I deal with, they want text messages. It
right.
works.
Right.
I found it very valuable. So the service came out of the situation where, frankly, even though we refer to the TV stations and have it, it's the customers who were upset, and this was a way to get directly to the customers. So I think we do need to discuss it some more, but at the moment, I think it's a service that I want to kind of keep providing. The question may be, can we provide it more efficiently? All those in favor of the motion to table this item?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Table.
Item 18, authorization to amend the Erie County Water Authority's annual O&M budget for fiscal year 2018.
I'll move item number 8.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
I'd like some discussion on this.
Sorry.
I understand that we're creating a new full-time attorney position, and it has been indicated to me that by doing so, we will cut back on our use of outside counsel, which, as I've reviewed some of the numbers from last year and this year, is substantial. So I'm making it rather clear that I'm approving this with the indication that this is going to significantly reduce our need for outside counsel. And with that on the record, I'll move it for a vote.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Item number 9, authorization to upgrade the title of attorney.
I'll move item number 9.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 10, authorization to appoint 2 non-voting ex officio members to the Erie County Water Authority's governance committee.
I move item number 10.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is what we discussed at the last meeting. It was a
correct,
wonderful suggestion. And I'm glad we're expanding who we rely upon.
Yep. And we will now have the secretary, and at least for the moment, Ms. Murphy as an ex officio member of that committee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried.
Item 11, service connection work order list.
I'll move item number 11.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.